Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my Moss Nissan studio here at my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Thank you for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, everybody, and you know who you are, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. 7 minutes past the hour, here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Yeah, I'm wondering if it's... Whoa, I'll tell you, I'm just rearing to go here tonight. I don't know where to go. First of all, I love everybody, all of you guys and gals. I love you all. I'll try to do a blessing so I can't do one tonight. What a day I had yesterday. Anyway, this is what I want to say real quickly because I couldn't even find time to hardly get a word for tonight. I was with my minister most of the day. We went out to eat and we had quite a talk. And she's originally from Canada. And she said to me, and we were loud about it, this poor President Trump, he doesn't get a break. And, we started on, and everybody was staring at us. I don't know if they were liberal or Bubba. I do not, hold back when that's exactly right. And we don't usually get into political as much as other friends and I do, so I was surprised we just went with it, That's true. He doesn't get a break. This is not a time to turn on him. And when you said that many people, what did you say? They think he's... I just forget what you said. They think
in a new Rasmussen poll that was put out, the majority of the people, 53% to 49%, believe that the president, they're mad at the president.
Oh my God!
However, when it comes to specifically who they're mad at, 83% are madder at the media than they are the president.
That's right. Thank you. I didn't hear that part. I said, oh, my God. I stopped at that one. I said, no. We're not going to back off now. Lord, have mercy. After all this fight, after this battle. All right. Let me read this to y'all. Okay? Our fight is against the rulers and the powers of the world's darkness, against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly world. Again, it's evil versus good. That is why you need to put on God's full armor. Then on the days of evil like this, you'll be able to stand strong. And when we finish the whole fight, we'll be able to still be standing. So stand strong with a belt of truth, tied around your waist. We need more truth, don't we? Woo, there's a lot of lies going on. And the protection of right living on your chest. And by the way, there's something about that. We need to make sure our morals are straight, people, because God's, that has a lot to do with us. We have to be sure our morals are getting a little bit twisted here. Anyway, the protection of right living on your chest, on your feet, wear the good news of peace to help us stand strong, and also use that shield of what? Of faith, with which you can stop all the burning arrows of the evildoers. I don't know, but in the past month, I have felt like there are arrows just being thrown my way like I've never seen in my life. If it isn't one thing, it's something else. But I will tell you, 2 Chronicles 7:14, don't ever forget God's promise about our land. And you know something? I have never in my lifetime, this is something for me to say, because I've been involved in spiritual warfare all my life. Politically, I have never seen anything like this. They're going so low, that I don't know how they ever would change. They've gone so low, how they would ever come up. And if you want to read something, read the book of Hebrews. I mean, it talks, when you go that low.
You know how it's going to change?
Our voting, for one thing.
That, well, yeah, but they have to be beaten at their own game.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we have to be strong. We have to, but.
And this stuff about, well, when they go low, we got to go higher. Oh, no, 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 no.
Well.
When they go low, we got to give it right back to them, slam it right in their face.
Well, we have to be careful.
Ain't no well about it. That's the way we got to do it.
Well, you know.
Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't say to be immoral. It doesn't, you know, we can't become.
I'm telling you, when they get mad,
immoral.
When they do what they do to you, you got to turn around and do it right back to them.
Well,
that's
the
only thing they understand. They don't understand anything else.
Well, they will. They will. Believe me. God has a way of dealing with this land. Otherwise, we do away with the Bible. They will. It may not be easy. It may not be, and it will be long.
Well, they're trying to do away with the Bible. That's all part of it.
Oh, we know that, but
yep.
They're not going to.
No.
It's been tried before, Captain. You know that. It's a tried and true book. And I will, by the way, I back everything up with the Bible. That's why I read that. I will not say something if it isn't backed up by God, because that would be just my feelings about it. I take my feelings out of it. Although, yeah, I'm for our president, because, and I told you, my minister and I, and she's originally from Canada, she said, I have never seen anything like this. Well, neither have I. This is politically a war, like I said, we're in.
It is, but, a war.
Of course. I've never seen anything quite like it in my lifetime, and neither have any of the smart people I'm talking to. So, you know, we've got to be very, very careful. But again, we have to watch our moral standards. For instance, abortion and all that, God doesn't go for that. Don't ever say he does, because no. We pay for that. But I'm speaking to people that believe like I do, so I don't need to go there with y'all on that one. But I'm just saying, we do have to be very cautious. And you know what? I believe we have to show ourselves that we're above that. I mean, I just do. It doesn't do me any good if I start fighting back with someone that's not going to listen to me. Of course, there's a way they're going to listen to me. But if I start yelling at them and screaming, they'll walk away. Believe me, I'm used to this as a prayer intercessor. I'm used to getting yelled at and people turning away. But, you know, we're facing things that I still say, 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, about 5 years ago, over 5 years ago, when I first came on here, if you remember, I said, this is going to be the most important verse I've ever read to you, because it's God's promise for our land. He can heal our land. By the way, I'll never put this on here, too many words, but Pull Down Hillside United song, Good Grace, the song you love. God bless America. Don't give up the fight, people. We're just beginning in the battle. Thanks, Captain. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, she got caught up by the computer, but God bless America is right. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. because now Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And I want to thank Gerald, and Gerald is in Palm Beach. Called me up on the phone here a little while ago and told me how much he appreciated me telling about the Relief Factor, because he tried that, and he's been suffering with pain for a number of years, and it's working for him after the second weekend on the 3-week quick start, and he's already very impressed with the fact that he's been able to show some real improvement, which is what I've been telling you about, because I'm not just somebody talking about a product. I'm somebody that takes it. This is Relief Factor, and I've been taking it for about 3.5 years, and I have arthritis, and there's nothing that I know of that's any more painful without just going out and breaking a bone than having the end result after the bone breaks years later, which is called arthritis. And a lot of people have that, especially when you get older. And you'll find out if you haven't done it already, you'll find out. And the Relief Factor 3-week quick start is the best way to get started and see what it does for you. Now, it's $19.95 plus tax, and then shipping and handling, of course, is on there. But you'll have it in 3 to 5 days. And it's the best way that I know of to see whether or not you can kick the habit and get rid of all the heavy-duty meds that you're taking and whatnot. I was able to get off Mobic and Flexeril because that's what they had me taking, and I've been taking it for about 10 years, but it's got side results to it, you know, side effects, and I didn't care for the side effects. I got sick and tired of being a little bit dizzy from time to time, and also being tired when I wasn't supposed to be tired at all. It's been, and in this business, you don't want to be tired, especially in the middle of the night when you're trying to keep people awake and entertain them. But go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You can get all the information you need right there. You'll see a little video if you want to watch the video, and you can order it right there, and boom, away you go. The 3-week quick start, $19.95. Relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, when the law is working the way it's supposed to work. The prosecution decides what the charge is, and then the jury decides the verdict. Let's take a look at our U.S. Congress and the House of Representatives. In the case of the resistance, you know who they are, right, versus Trump, the verdict has always been known in advance. Guilty. It's the charges that keep changing. And when the verdict never changes, but the charges keep changing, that's called a thumb on the scale of justice. That's exactly what we're seeing in the House of Representatives. Now, in recent weeks, we've seen Trump-eachment 2.0, Ukraine edition. The new charge, collusion with Russia is now out, collusion with Russia's enemy is in, and only the verdict remains the same, guilty. But remember, impeachment is an extraordinary legal step designed to investigate under investigated matters. But what the objective measure could, anyone argue, be that Trump has been under investigated. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. He's always been under investigation, right? Because no matter what the official charge is or was, the real offense was that he won the election in 2016. Think about that for a second as you meander along through the day today. Now, I've had a lot of requests to come back and talk about why impeachment is a fraud. Last night I talked about the nine reasons that I had in front of me. It was a news article that came from Michael Dershowitz, who is a writer for Newsmax. And I'm going to do it again. Since I was requested, I'm going to put it out there again. Now, reason number one why impeachment is a fraud is the president's remarks did not violate any law. Just did not violate any law. Now, that's why you now hear the president's detractors saying the White House transcript was not a complete and verbatim account, that parts of the conversation may have been missing, that the lack of evidence isn't evidence of a high crime or misdemeanor. And it's not. Because the president of the Ukraine last week at the United Nations said that he and President Trump had talked about many things, and nobody pushed him in one direction or another. They didn't talk about missiles. They didn't talk about money. They didn't talk about any of that stuff. It was never mentioned. And by the way, it's in the transcript of the conversations that they had. Number two, a presidential request for assistance is not an abuse of power. Trump was, in fact, asking for the president of the Ukraine's assistance on behalf of Attorney General William Barr, who happens to be the chief law enforcement of the United States. Barr was engaged in ferreting out the foreign influence on the 2016 election. That influence might have included an Obama administration request for the Ukraine investigation under about then Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort for apparent political gain. Now that would be a double standard at work. And that apparently may be what has transpired, which is why Attorney General Barr himself went to the Ukraine to find out. Now, number three, the request for assistance was made pursuant to a treaty. Nobody's telling you that. Because back in 1999, a treaty between the United States and Ukraine on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters called for the cooperation from each country in prosecuting crimes. And as a matter of fact, the Obama administration made use of that very treaty and asked Ukraine to investigate then-Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Now, far from breaking the law, President Trump was actually following the law when he requested support from the Ukraine. Number four, you keep hearing about this quid pro quo. Well, the Democrats have no quid pro quo. According to both parties involved in the conversation, the funding was independent and unrelated to issues that were discussed. When they talk about the money that was to be given and the missiles and this, that, and the other. The Ukraine military funding was under review long before the phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. And by the way, number five, Pelosi rushed to judgment. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ram this thing through without the proper procedure in the Congress, which, by the way, I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but I would think that they could go back and challenge that on procedural grounds, because who changed the rules in the Congress? There's a certain way they have to go about this when they start talking about impeachment. They can't just go out there and just throw this thing around like a hot potato. And then, of course, number six, and this was the one I love, the whistleblower complaint wasn't really a complaint. Think about that for a minute. Because the requisite standard to qualify as an intelligence community whistleblower complaint was never met. The intelligence community management was clearly behind the whistleblower complaint and not a true whistleblower. And even longtime former CIA analyst Fled Flights has come out and said several different things about this. Again, we'll get into all that a little bit later with Ron Edwards. And number seven, President Trump didn't hide anything. Former administrations routinely kept files on a secure server, including the Obama administration, according to former National Security Advisor Susan Rice. But to shift into fellow Democrats, they believe that not being fully transparent isn't being transparent enough unless it includes some sort of mea culpa here, and they're not going to get that either. Number eight, Nancy Pelosi said she did not want to impeach Trump, but the facts say otherwise. Pelosi met with senior House Democrats, including House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler. She told the New York Democrat and others who were pressing her for impeachment that I don't want to see him impeached. I want to see him in prison. And this was right back when the president was inaugurated. This has been going on ever since the election. And Hillary Clinton lost. Now, number nine, why not let the people decide? Why not present evidence to the people, as the president has been doing, and let them be the judge in the election booth? And by the way, I believe that that could be what the president is trying to do. Let this come out. Let this all come out. Let this go to trial in the Senate. Let him put out the facts, and then he puts out the fire. And in the process, shows the Democrats for what they are. A bunch of absolute liars and scumbags. Absolutely, positively. My words, not theirs. All right, I'll be right back with the first military and veterans news segment. We're going to talk about that B-17 that went down. Seven people dead. Wow. I guess you don't get on a World War II plane anymore.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will cooperate with the impeachment inquiry.
Well, I always cooperate. This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president is stunned by the opening of the inquiry.
We see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution. Once we had his even admission to that, we had no choice but to go forward.
The State Department Inspector General gave a presentation to Congress. Congressman Jamie Raskin says it's propaganda.
The names that you've been reading about in the conspiracy theories are in this package. The Bidens are in there, Yovanovitch is in there, and so on. So there's been an attempt to create a narrative that would somehow justify what the president did.
This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
The National Aviation Academy.
with two locations to serve you. There's one in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. There's another one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can and will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I can't say it any different than that. Unlimited earning potential. You determine what you make. You'll start at $50,000 or $60,000 a year. That's a given. And where you go from there is up. You want to work? There's work. And by the way, check them out online. NAA.edu, the website. NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Number again, 800-659-2080. Remember, the website is NAA.edu, phone number 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, first of all, the B-17 World War II plane, vintage plane, that was up flying people around at an air show, which is what they do. They fly into different venues and they come down here to Florida a lot. The Confederate Air Force is the outfit that I'm very familiar with out of Midland, Texas. And they fly to different air shows all around the country with their vintage aircraft, World War II and whatnot. And they had a B-17 go down. There were 13 people on board that they were flying, taking them up for a little flight. And the plane crashed, caught fire, and 7 people were killed. Now, these vintage aircraft are pretty well taken care of, or they wouldn't be flying, number one. And I'm sure that the FAA and the NTSB will find out what it is that happened. And there aren't that many of these aircraft that are up flying around anymore. So they will definitely make some changes. Maybe there will be some things they'll have to do to adapt, to do whatever. I'm not even going to speculate on what the cause of the crash was. It's tragic. But it doesn't mean that just because it's a vintage plane, it's dangerous. It's dangerous being in a modern-day passenger jet, for God's sake. If it's your turn, it's your turn. I mean, it is what it is. But anyway, we'll wait before we pass any judgment on what we find out the problem may or may not have been. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers always go with the people that lose their lives in something like that. Now, the State Department has greenlighted a new missile sale for the Ukraine, some $39 million worth of Javelin anti-tank missiles to help deter Russia, just days after the request played a role in initiating the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. But, again, I can't emphasize enough the transcript that's out, there was not one word about Javelin missiles. There just wasn't. So anybody that's telling you there is or anything like that, they're making up a story. Now, we do know that North Korea yesterday fired projectiles towards its eastern sea. And apparently, it was done from a submarine. Because this was an underwater launch, which changes the game again. Because you can't really see them, and you don't really know where they're at. And it is what it is. Now, China has showcased a new type of missile and unmanned platform for its first time at a military parade that they had, October the 1st, marking the 70th anniversary of their founding. They unveiled new drones, new missiles, and a hypersonic glide vehicle at a military parade. Not that we didn't know about it, but that hypersonic glide vehicle is something that would get your attention. And Afghan forces still are at the mercy of the United States Air Force and the U.S. air support that's provided by other military groups. Despite the huge investment into the Afghan Air Force, they still don't have enough qualified pilots. Now, U.S. aircraft have dropped more bombs in Afghanistan in the month of August than during the past 6 years for that month, as peace negotiations between the Taliban and the U.S. entered into the final stages. It's an unfortunate circumstance, but speak softly but carry a big stick is what Teddy Roosevelt believed in, worked for him. And you have to speak with authority. You have to speak with strength. You can't just drop everything you're doing and let the bad guys run the show, which is what it sounded like might have been going on there temporarily for a little while. And, of course, that's just one of the reasons why John Bolton left as national security advisor. Now, the Taliban and the U.S. negotiator are both in Islamabad in Pakistan for talks with Pakistan. Afghan Taliban officials were due in Pakistan, the insurgent group said, as the top U.S. diplomat involved in talks with the militants also met government officials there. It was not known if the Taliban and U.S. official would meet directly, but they were certainly talking to the Pakistanis. Now, another U.S. service member has been injured in a pair of targeted attacks by a terror group, Al-Shabaab, in Somalia again this week. We've already targeted them several times. Looks like we'll have to do it again to squash them once and for all. And the head of the Naval Forces Europe, we talked about this earlier, is making a pitch for more ships to provide presence, training, and crisis response capability in his area of the world, even as tensions are rising globally. And three men in a March airstrike who were farmers, not terrorists, belonging to the Al-Shabaab militant group, Amnesty International, were the ones that were accusing the U.S. military of civilian deaths in Somalia. We'll see where all that goes. By the way, when it comes to Iran, U.S. Naval Forces Central Command said its commander, Vice Admiral Jim Malloy, visited Riyadh in Saudi Arabia to discuss Iran with his Saudi counterpart, Vice Admiral Fahad bin Abdullah al-Ghafali. Did that over the weekend. And before leaving New York last week, French President Emmanuel Macron made a failed last-minute push to get the U.S. President Donald Trump and the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to speak on the sidelines at the annual U.N. gathering of world leaders, according to several sources familiar with the situation. Needless to say, it didn't happen. And even as President Donald Trump and the administration has struggled to rally the international community to respond to a series of alleged Iranian attacks in the Gulf that culminated in this month's strike against a Saudi oil facility, the U.S. is making another effort to forge a military alliance of Middle Eastern states, trying to form an Arab version of NATO. Now, how about that? That could be interesting. An Arab version of NATO. All righty. We're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then Denise Simon will be along. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song. Starting us out this hour here in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot travel center and you're flying J Truck Stop, or not your daddy's truck stops anymore. You'll find out why when you stop on by. Now, cooler temperatures are on the way for the eastern United States through the weekend. A cold front will track towards the eastern U.S. Thursday into Friday. Strong to isolated severe thunderstorms will be possible over the Ohio Valley in through the Middle Atlantic region. And behind this cold front, cooler and more seasonable conditions will follow over the weekend in many locations, bringing the temperatures back down to where they should be instead of where they have been. Now, let's go right now out into the Nebraska and South Dakota areas first. We've got a frost advisory across much of Nebraska tonight, but in the extreme western part of Nebraska tonight, you've got a freeze warning for temperatures in the low 20s, and that extends up into South Dakota, in particular to Rapid City, where temperatures could actually be down into the teens in some areas in the higher elevations, but a freeze warning there. A freeze warning across a lot of Wyoming and the northwestern corner of Colorado. Now, the northeastern part of Colorado has a frost advisory up. Also, the northwestern part of Kansas is included in that. And you've got some freeze warnings up in the mountains in southern Colorado as well. Not to forget about good old Utah around Boise. Right now, you've got a freeze warning there in the higher elevations in the lower valleys, and a frost warning tonight in the Redding, California area. Now, in lieu of everything that's going on here, you've got some windy conditions across Utah, southeastern part of Utah. Carries over into Colorado, by the way, along I-70 in particular. You'll have some wind all the way to Vail, and then you could have some around Denver by the looks of it, some gusts around Denver. And down in New Mexico, from about, from about Rio Doso all the way to Clovis, New Mexico on an angle, a 45-degree angle, you've got some rain tonight, and it's raining pretty good there in some areas. So be advised that you'll have that to contend with if you're going that away. And then some scattered showers in Illinois, around Chicago and northwestern part of Indiana, around Gary and around the Quad Cities there in Iowa and down into Missouri, over to the western part of Missouri, south of Kansas City, some showers in that area. You also have got some still got some flood watches in southwestern Louisiana along I-10, southeastern Texas along I-10, so be advised there. Water's going down, but everything is very well saturated there, so that's the problem. Now, we do have some fog advisories tonight. Around Birmingham, you've got some fog advisories there for some dense fog. Also in the Atlanta area and west on I-20 towards Alabama right now, you've got a dense fog advisory. Got one up there in the Piedmont section of North Carolina, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, on down south to the South Carolina line, so be careful there. Also got some rain tonight in parts of Jersey and Delaware, scattered showers there. And up in upstate New York, north of Lake George and in the Adirondacks, got a frost advisory there. Also across most of Vermont, most of New Hampshire, and the northern part and central part of Maine tonight, to include, looks like Portland is in this, and it looks like Bangor is in on this too, when it comes to the frost advisory that's there. Now, of course, we've had the storms, the hurricanes. We've all but forgotten about them for the moment, but there is this one system that's moving towards the western part of Cuba right now that all it appears to be right now is a broad area of low pressure located over the northwestern Caribbean Sea. It's continuing to produce disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Although surface pressures are low across the area, upper-level winds are forecast to be unfavorable for development during the next few days. Now, By the weekend and early next week, however, environmental conditions could become a little more conducive for some slow development to occur while the system moves slowly westward to west-northwestward, passing near or over the Yucatan Peninsula and into the southern Gulf of Mexico. Now, the five-day outlook is there's a 20% chance of development. Right now, for the next 48 hours, nothing much is going to happen there. But, again, this is something that bears watching, because once they get into the Gulf and they get there where the warmer water is, you never, ever, never know what it is that you're going to have. It doesn't have a name. It's just a system that's right there. Okay, well, let's go to the telephone, and we do have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Do we have enough stuff to talk about when it comes to this impeachment thing? Because another name that popped up into the situation was Tom Bevin. You familiar with him?
I am.
He said that Schiff's committee contact with a whistleblower is a gift to Donald Trump, and it shows the collusion, there's a good word for you again, the collusion between the Democrats and a whistleblower, and Tom Bevin is another one that believes that this report was put together by Adam Schiff himself.
Well, I mean, Trump said that yesterday in a press briefing when he had the Finnish president in the White House.
Yep.
This was also confirmed. I mean, this all started because the New York Times published a piece that said that's very much what happened. Now, I think we may find out that collusion here is not the right word, and that it may be conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Because an interesting thing here occurred, and that is that we certainly determined that the whistleblower contacted, or told, Adam Schiff's office.
Mm-hmm.
And that Adam Schiff even told the whistleblower, or Adam Schiff's office even told the whistleblower,
mm-hmm.
That they may want to go get a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. This is the same thing they said to Christine Blasey Ford on the whole Kavanaugh thing.
Yep, they did.
But having said that, I think we may find out too that whoever was in the White House Situation Room, and there's about 30 people that are assigned mm-hmm. to the White House Situation Room.
Mm-hmm.
There are what are known as five teams in there that run 24 hours a day. We may find out that they, there was a plant either there or someplace else in the White House
mm-hmm.
where this whole thing necessarily started. So we can't forget, too, that the Atlantic Council, which is a very left-leaning foreign policy operation think tank, put together a trip to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Where they invited one of the people in Adam Schiff's office to join them on the tour to fly to Ukraine in August.
Yep. Getting wild, getting wild, getting wild. Well, folks, we'll be right back right after the top of our news. More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we'll also tell you what Rudy has to say, because Rudy has chimed in on this. Now, he also may, in fact, be suing a bunch of people over what's going on. We'll see, but I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.